The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Very good morning to you all. This is Ryan Tubridy. We are live from the National Ploughing Championships in Fenna in the county of Carlow. And I can tell you, the good news is, A, it's jammed. B, people are in great form. And C, the sun is shining. We have left the smashed avocado and replaced it with a threshed wheat in the middle of a country that just loves agriculture, lives for the land. Slightly threatened at the moment. We'll talk a bit about that too. But having said that, the word is good here and the vibes are tremendous. We made our way through these highways and byways of Dublin and straight out to Athy. And we stopped in Athy and we said, right, Bradbury's, chicken curry, coffee slice, shot through with jam and fresh cream. Nothing wrong with any of that. And a good pot of tea. And then checked into Kilkenny. We couldn't get room at the inn in Carlow. It was too busy. So we were dumped onto the streets of Kilkenny, which is one of my favourite places in Ireland. Beautiful, beautiful city. And we got to Tynan's Pub, a very nice spot by the river, and had a pint there, which was delicious. Now, what happened was, if you really want to know the finer details, I did forget my toothbrush, and that put me on edge until I got it. Nearly had an ulcer, I can't bear it. So I popped into this shop that I thought sold only sweets and tobacco and newspapers. So I said to the guy behind the counter, I said, I was backing out before he walked in. I said, listen, you won't have a toothbrush, will you? And he's actually just up there above the fridge, which is where you keep the toothbrushes. So I got the toothbrush. And he said, I know you. I said, really? He said, yeah. I wrote to you when I was in fifth class as part of a school project. Did I write back? Yes, you did. What are you doing now? I said, phew, wiping the sweat from my brow. He said, I'm studying to be a quantity surveyor. See? How little did you know when you're... So I walked out of the shop and I said, that's great. And I passed by this woman and her daughter, and I double took because I knew them from somewhere, somehow. Turns out, I said, are you the Shaws? Yes. So Robert Shaw, the actor from Jaws, was their father, grandfather, and they were from Kilkenny. They were on the Late Late Show and made Richard Dreyfuss cry because he was so moved to be met by Robert Shaw's family in Ireland. And it was gorgeous. So Maeve Shaw, whose brother, Ferdia Shaw, is going to be Artemis Fowl in the making in the film of Owen Colfer's book. So we had a chat there, and that was lovely. And I was about to leave them and head off to join my quote-unquote friends from the show that I work with. And the next thing, I see this lovely family walking by, and I said, hello. And they said, hello. They said, can we have a photograph? I said, of course. And I said, what are you doing here today? And they said, well, actually, our sister here got an award half an hour ago. So sure enough, out comes the sister. And this sister was Caroline O'Brien. And why is she important to the story? Well, Caroline O'Brien is a member of the Garda Síochána. And she was rewarded in Kilkenny because she saved a man from drowning at 2:30 in the morning some months ago. And both of them obviously survived. And she was given a prize for the gratitude for what she had done. So I stood for a picture with the hurlers there in the main drag, as it were. And her sister came in for the picture. She's also a guard. And the proud father took the pictures, and the rest of the family were there. The nicest people you couldn't meet. So it was very nice to meet all of these people in the course of 6 minutes yesterday. And that was really pleasant. So we got down nice and early today from Kilkenny to here. We were helped at every corner along the way. I can't really explain it to you, but because we've been down here for many years in a row, the traffic is insane, but it moves. And there's Gardaí at every corner of every highway and byway and Boreen and Hamlet. And they're brilliant. And there's also volunteers and there's people that work to keep it all going. And we got to the RTE tent, if you want to call it that. It's a big old tent. And the first person we met was Anna Mae McHugh, who we have great time for. And it was lovely to meet her. Then we met, of course, Marty Morrissey, who'll be joining us shortly. And the hustle and bustle you can hear in the background is all the people who are visiting the ploughing, who are coming in. I'm sitting in what is like what used to be called Switzer's window once upon a time. It's like a goldfish bowl. So everyone's looking in, watching and waving and smiling. And so it's peculiar, but it's lovely and it's nice. And now all the people from, all we met people from Donegal this morning, from Cork, from Carlow, from Kilkenny, from Meath. It's the full Irish. Speaking of which, there was, sneaking out of the back. There's a little canteen area. I said, I haven't had one of these for years. It's like a bacon bap sort of thing. I said, yeah, I'd love that. And I'm walking out with it, and who do I meet? Carl Henry. I nearly dropped it, because I'd met him before recently, and I was telling him, oh, I'm eating porridge every day, and I'm being really good. And sure enough, did you get a picture of that, Grace? We'll post it, of me looking very guilty. Also here, incidentally, we're as part of our toy show preparations, where there's a crew here filming for the toy show Unplugged, as it were, a documentary that goes out before the week in the run-up to the toy show. And although it's a sunny autumn morning here in Carlo, we still think about the toy show a lot. And people have asked me already probably about 6,500 times this morning for tickets for the toy show. I don't have them. I don't carry them. I'd love to give you them, but you can't. You have to apply for them online when we give you the details. Anyway, our friends in the costume department at RTE, the indefatigable pals I work with there, have brought down all the costumes from the opening of the toy show for the last 10 years, and they're all there available to get your picture taken with and to have a look. We don't know what the jumper will be for 2019. We don't know what the costume will be for 2019. We know what the theme will be. We're working on the song. We're working on auditioning the children. We're encouraging everyone to get involved, and it's going to be warm and wintry and Christmassy and cuddly, and that's enough now. Enough. We spoke to the man who owns Downton Abbey yesterday, and according to the papers this morning, Downton Abbey fans are being given a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay at the stately home because to celebrate the release of the film, they have opened the house for two guests for one night only on November the 26th through Airbnb. Now, if you're going to Airbnb, that's probably the only time I'd ever use it. I've got the heebie-jeebies about other people's houses. Like, I don't want a hotel, but I just can't be dealing with it. Not to mention the hidden cameras that no one has. No one has them at all. I just read the book Rewind, which is worth a read. It'll freak out. You'll never stay in an Airbnb again. You'll just go for a proper Irish B&B, the proper one that we know and love down through the years. Felicity Huffman, she got into an awful bother. Spotted with her daughter visiting a rehab centre for addicted homeless youth in the LA yesterday on Sunday because she is doing 250 hours of community service. She was sentenced to 2 weeks for her role in the sweeping college admissions scandal. And so that's her desperate housewifery for a few months, but so kind of probably a fair sentence for that under the circumstances. And there's Christopher Eccleston, the fine actor who was Doctor Who. I remember watching him in a thing called Our Friends from the North, which was really excellent. And he has been talking openly about his battle with anorexia, which he's 55 years old. And it's not something that you often hear men, and certainly men of that age, talking about. But he's written a book, autobiography, and he calls himself a lifelong body hater, which is a desperately sad thing. He said he was very ill when he was Doctor Who. He says, many times I've wanted to reveal that I'm a lifelong anorexic and dysmorphic. I never have. I always thought of it as a filthy secret because I'm northern, because I'm male, and because I'm working class. That's a really brave thing to do, and that will open up a lot of conversations for people and open up, no doubt, a lot of doors, which is pretty exciting. So well done to him for that. What else have I got for you? Well, we've got loads of people I want to introduce you to. As I say, Marty Morrissey is around, Greg O'Shea from Love Island, Carl Henry, all going to come in and say hello. I see Donald Trump's former press secretary and former guest on The Late Late Show, Sean Spicer, wearing a salsa, what was it, a neon green ruffled shirt. He's a controversial addition to Dancing with the Stars in the USA. And people are giving out. He said he refuses to be cancelled. This celebrity cancelling that the Twitter mob are up to. He says he refuses to be one of those people. So he's going to keep going. And he danced last night. The judges, Bruno, said his hips were set in cement, but strangely entertaining. There was something he said of the salsa in there, not always on time or on rhythm. You brought fun to the ballroom, well done. Sean Spicer, as I live and breathe. 51551 is the text number. Let's keep it spicy with this number to start us off. Welcome.